was this, I think, the third, maybe fourth month that there's been discussion at the College Station Board of Trustees meeting about future building plans, and during the December meeting, continued discussion about what the committee will be taking a look at, and if you can talk a little bit about that ongoing discussion and what direction all this is headed.
Absolutely. College Station ISD continues to grow. We continue to add students each year, and so in order to keep up with our enrollment growth, we've had to build some new facilities. We had a bond election in 2007, another bond election in 2009, and we're at the point now where we need to begin looking at our next step. So we plan to bring a committee together. As you mentioned, it has been we've discussed with the board over the course of the last two or three months. We plan to bring a community group together to look at our facility needs in terms of new facilities, but also in terms of other capital projects that may be needed in the district.
And that's something I want to focus on for a moment, because there's been so much attention paid to all the new buildings that sometimes left in the shadows is making sure that what's already there is not only maintained, but I can think of in the case, for instance, of A&M Consolidated High School, there's been some expansions and upgrading there, and that's something that looks like is also going to be addressed when this community committee is formed.
Absolutely. One of the things that the community or the group will look at is what other projects, building projects, or capital projects that does the district need to consider on its current buildings. And that could be anything from roofs to air conditioners and other large projects to renovations that make sense for us as a district. We've been fortunate that we've been able to stay up with most of our big capital projects through the 2007 and the 2009 bond election. We're now to the point in the district that we have to look at that again, though. And it's a good situation to be in. It's fun to live in a district that is growing and is thriving, and this is a great community to live in. So it's a good issue to have to address, but we're at that spot where we need to address it again, and we'll look forward to doing that.
And certainly it's better to be ahead of the game than the alternative.
Absolutely. You don't want to be playing catch-up on your buildings all of the time. Sometimes that will just happen because of the unexpected growth, and you can't stay ahead of it. But right now we're in the fortunate position where we can stay ahead of it, or at least stay even with it. And over the course of the past many years, we've been able to do that. And certainly as a district, I think that makes good sense for our students and our community. And hopefully we can continue to do that.
Has there been any discussion about how this committee is going to be composed, whether there may be a listener out there who's a CSISD patron who is interested in being a part of this process?
Sure. We're putting together a committee that's comprised mostly of parents and community members that will represent CSISD, just as we have done when we formed the 2007, before we went to the 2007 bond election, and before we went to a 2009 bond election. We'll have a committee together, and as you indicated, we get those names from a number of people. Our school board obviously provides information to us. Our principals provide information. We know of people who are interested in the project, and people just contact us and express their interest. And so from that large group of people, then we are able to put a committee together that's representative of CSISD that can come together and talk about the issues and then ultimately make a recommendation to the school board.
A couple of other things from this month's Board of Trustees meeting, if I could get some at least some general comments, because talking numbers on the radio gets a little dicey, but certainly patrons can go to the CSISD website, for instance, and learn more about the results of the AEIS, which is the Alphabet Soup for Academic Excellence Indicator System. And if you can talk about what that is and how the district's faring.
Sure. AEIS is really a compilation of much data related to the school district, and every school district in the state has an AEIS report, and under state rule, we're required to give a report to the school board and provide for an opportunity for public input or public comment related to the AEIS report. And for us, that happened last night. A couple of things that just should be highlighted is that you often hear that there's a 30% dropout rate in the state of Texas, and that's just simply absolutely not true. The dropout rate in College Station ISD is minuscule, as was reported last night. And not only is the dropout rate very low, the completion rate is very high. I believe it's 96% of our students finish high school in 4 years. That other small percent that don't finish in 4 years often continue to complete a high school diploma within a fifth year. And so the kids who start in ninth grade in College Station ISD finish school in finish school in 4 years, the vast, vast majority of the time. Our dropout rate at the middle school level was zero. We had none. And so I think it's important for the community to know that the kids who start school finish school, certainly in College Station ISD, and that number is high throughout the state as well. And that's one of the things that we highlighted last night via the AEIS report.
See, a couple of other things to that certainly impressed me was more than 30% of students enrolled in advanced or dual credit courses, and you have twice the average regarding scoring above the criterion on the SAT or ACT.
Yeah, we have more students take AP tests than compared to the state and the region, and our students who take the tests actually perform much better than students across the region and the state as well. And certainly that's something we're proud of. We want students to be in classes that where they're challenged, and oftentimes that means being in an AP course, and we're proud of our numbers. Obviously, we want to continue to encourage kids to be in advanced placement courses, and I think we have a really, really strong track record related to students' performance in those classes.
And then the other thing I want to have you comment on is the annual financial and compliance report. Again, not a very sexy or popular subject, other than the fact that it gives everybody a sense of assurance about how the money's being spent in the district, which is an awfully significant thing.
Absolutely. Herford Lynch Sellers and Kirkham is the certified public accountant group that did our financial audit. They spent much time in the district over the course of the past many months looking at all of our budgets in CSISD, and they provided for us a report, and very pleased that it is a clean report, no findings at all. And so we're proud of that. Obviously, the money that we have, we want to take good care of it in terms of how we spend it and how we invest that money. And so we're proud that we got a clean report from the group last night, and we're glad to report that to the board.
Nice way to enter the holiday break.
Absolutely. Absolutely.